In this issue of All Access Nerds, we talk about Curses of the Body Snatchers, Nick and Ryan Go Comic-Con Conquering, and New Shows Extravaganza!
Yes, that's right, another issue of All Access Nerds.
I'm Ryan.
And I am Nick.
This is issue number 17.
17.
Lucky 17.
Is it lucky?
I don't know.
Lucky 13.
It is now. No, 13 is unlucky, I hear.
It's overrated.
Yes. It's after 16, before 18.
And well before 20.
And well before 20.
All right. So we've had a pretty busy day today.
Yeah, I would say so.
Tell our listeners what we did.
We went to a Comic-Con.
Yes.
But not all Comic-Cons. The Kokomo Comic-Con.
In Kokomo, Indiana.
Yeah. It was good. It was good.
Sponsored by the local comic book shop, Comics Cubed, run by Sean.
Yeah. What's his last name?
I have no idea.
He stays groovy. I like him.
He does. He used the word groovy a lot because yeah. He's a groovy guy.
He's a groovy guy, and he hopes that other people stay groovy.
I like Sean. When I had my comic book shop, I used to swap comic books with him. There'd be times where he'd call and say, hey, do you have some issues of this? And I'd call him and say, hey, do you have some issues of that? So I'd send my wife to Kokomo to go get them and bring them back. So it was kind of cool.
That's awesome.
Anyway, moving on. So let's talk about some comic books.
Yeah, absolutely.
Who's going to go first?
I'll let you go this time. Last time I went, so I'll let you take the reins, as they say.
So I think these are from this past week. All-Star Batman number 3. That is still the ongoing saga of Batman trying to get Two-Face in jail. He's dragging him across the country.
Really? I thought they were working as a team.
Not really.
Okay.
Because Two-Face has put out a bounty on anybody who can stop Batman from taking him to his destination. Gets, we'll say $1 million.
So he's, was it extraditing?
Expediting?
No,
that's not it.
This is the word expedite. Well, he's expediting it, but he's also doing something. It's a thing that
expeditionary treaty expedition.
That's something like that. Well, you know what we're talking about. Yeah, where the police officers extradite. Right?
Oh, extradite.
Extradite. There we go. Dictionary word of the day: extradite.
And we're going to leave that in the podcast.
All of it. Yeah. So he's extraditing him to where? From Gotham to a place, or from a place to Gotham?
I don't know.
Okay.
I've lost track. I've been so interested in the number of people that are coming out of the woodwork to get them to stop them. So it's been interesting. He's getting beat up pretty good.
Like big name villains and hitmen.
Actually, I don't think they're big names, and I really wouldn't know.
Okay, that's true. That's true. If it was Marvel, then you would know. But
yeah, I think those are your B and C grade.
Okay.
Villains.
Okay.
Because they're introducing him. They're saying like Fire King, aka
Clint
Flashfire, Flashfire or something.
Yeah.
So they're introducing them, and they don't seem to last very long.
They
get beat up. Sometimes they get killed.
Well.
So anyway, All-Star Batman number 3 is ongoing storyline, which is really good.
So you like it?
I like it.
Is the art good?
The artwork is good.
I think that's Scott Snyder. Mm. I think he's doing the writing in it. I can't remember who's doing the art.
Let me look here at my clipboard laying down here.
Because I remember they were talking about if you could only choose one Bat book to pick up. Pick up All-Star Batman.
Look at you. Snyder.
Yeah,
top
Snyder.
Name.
Ah, John Romita Jr. Yes. He might have just done the cover. I don't know.
Can't tell. Who's that signature there at the bottom? Is it a John?
It looks like a J. Yeah, it could be. Could be. But yeah, they were talking about that at the original Rebirth Comic-Con, San Diego Comic-Con panel. They mentioned, hey, if you guys could only pick up one book, check out All-Star Batman. And Jim Lee was kind of poking fun about it because that was his book originally, was the All-Star Batman. And unfortunately, that got canceled back in the day, and now Scott Snyder's on it.
So far, I like it.
That's good.
Now, I know you're going to talk about The Flash.
Yeah, I'll touch on it a little bit.
I will say this much. This will be a jumping off point for me for The Flash. Yeah. I know I was...
Issue 8, right?
Yeah, issue 8 was the most recent one. I was pro-Flash comic books for the longest time. DC is chipping away at my list very slowly of ones that I can live without. The artwork in this issue number 8, I did not like it.
I can see where you have that opinion. When I first saw the cover, I was like, that's a good-looking cover. And then I opened it up, and it reminded me a lot of Francis Manapul a little bit, especially with the background, and they probably did that on purpose. But as I'm reading through the book, I definitely can tell what you're talking about, because it seemed like the artist wanted to make it almost too busy with all the electricity that's going on. But then whenever we see somebody who's not a speedster at all, so there's no lightning going around, yeah, the art was very lackluster, and it seemed like it was maybe somebody fresh out of, like, you know, Kubert School of Art, or fresh out of the art school or something. And like, Kubert? Hey, Kubert.
In the video game?
No, Kubert. I don't know. K-U-B-E-R-T. It's art school, yeah. It's a whole family of Kubert. Kubert. There we go. Maybe Kubert. I don't know. That guy. yeah, the famous Kubert family. Kubert, whatever. Same thing. But, yeah, I know what you're talking about. And, yeah, wasn't too fond of the art as well.
So, what do you have to say? I'll let you go ahead and touch on that since we brought that up.
I thought it was okay. I think that reading a lot more, catching up on the cover, on the issues will definitely help. But from that one, starting at that one, it seemed pretty interesting. We saw like this, like a little bit of a shock factor of like, you know, Barry Allen potentially killing the villain, but the last second, you're just like, what in the world? And then Kid Flash comes up and he's like, no, I didn't kill him. He's knocked out. And he, like, I guess he, like siphoned out the oxygen out of his lungs real quick, like with like a vacuum.
Put him in a sleeper hold.
Looks yeah, like. He put him in like a sleeper hold, something. I don't know. It's all kinds of weird speedster stuff.
Ric Flair move on him.
But he did some, knocked him out. So it looked like he like snapped his neck. But kids, don't fear. Flash doesn't kill, usually.
Oh, let's talk about Daredevil number 12. This one wasn't bad. I like the Daredevil comic books so far. I'm not a big Daredevil fan, but for some reason I am getting hooked on the Daredevil.
Awesome. Yeah, we my wife and I just watched season 2 finally. I saw season 2 a while back when it first came
Netflix
out.
Netflix season?
Yes, yeah, Netflix show. I saw it as soon as it came out, loved it, binge watched it in like a week or weekend, if even that. And Luke Cage came out last week, and I didn't know for sure. I know the timeline-wise, but I didn't know for sure if there's going to be any crossovers, so I wanted to make sure we were caught up to speed before we watched Luke Cage. So we watched Daredevil Season 2. She liked it a lot. She liked the aspect of Elektra. Many of the audience and the viewers didn't like bringing her in because they thought that it was kind of like, it hit a lull. Like, I talked with a lot of friends of mine who watched it, and they're like, yeah, when you get to like the mid-season, it's very much meh, it's kind of boring. But she kind of freaked out near the end, and it's been a while, so spoiler alert, they kill off Elektra in the last episode, and then in that same episode, they start the process of bringing her back, like you mentioned how in Civil War, they're doing that to the Hulk.
Yes, as a matter of fact, that'll bring me to, good segue there, the Uncanny Avengers number 15. In this issue, I think we talked about it a couple podcasts back. That the Uncanny Avengers, minus Captain America, who's left the team because he's not been happy with what the mutants have been doing, they found out that the Hand has stolen the body of Bruce Banner to bring Banner back to life, so the Hulk will do their bidding. And in this issue, that happened. So the Uncanny Avengers went to Japan to fight the Hand. And they were teamed up with Elektra. She showed up. It was pre-arranged between her and Daredevil. Daredevil called her in. But it was good at the end of the book. The little ad for the next issue has a Hulk in mummy wrap, in wrapping like a mummy would.
Okay.
So
he wasn't alive yet?
Not in that issue.
Okay.
They said, the Hand laughed at the Avengers and said, did you guys really think we're going to do it here? We knew you guys were coming. You're too late.
Okay.
And there's something comes busting through the door, but it doesn't look like the Hulk. It's just a big creature in some kind of samurai armor. But like I said, when you turn to the last page, they show like the preview for the next book.
Yeah.
It has a Hulk in like a mummy outfit, if you will.
Fun little factoid about Daredevil. A little tie-in with Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. You know, some of you guys, I think we mentioned it before in the podcast, but just in case, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles actually was based on Daredevil. They supposedly the same ooze, or the same radioactive stuff that got into Daredevil's eyes that gave him the powers also was the same stuff that gave the Ninja Turtles the same powers. Hence why you have the arch-villain team, the Foot. Hence why you have Splinter, because you have Stick in Daredevil's realm of people. And...
The Foot Clan.
Now, and the Hand. Yeah. So yeah, it was like it was kind of like a play on it almost, which was pretty cool.
So that's cool. That's a nice little fun fact.
Fun fact there for you.
So I picked up. So we talked about Daredevil. I picked up Suicide Squad at number 4. Now I planned on dropping the Suicide Squad.
Yeah, Harley Quinn and friends.
Yeah, I had made a list of comic books that I was going to get / look at. I left it here on my desk at home. My wife said she was going to Muncie, where the comic book shop that I sometimes frequent.
What comic book shop is that?
That is a, Yeah Comics.
Oh, yeah. Comics in Muncie, Indiana.
And we got to see them today, too.
Yes, they were there. The one of the shopkeeps, she also does a comic book, which is pretty cool.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to get it out of my bag for while you're chit-chatting later on and find out what it was that she did.
Neat stuff. All right, so yeah, you mentioned Suicide Squad.
Oh, yeah. So I put it on my list to look at, but I told the wife when she was at the house, said, hey, my list's on my desk. While you're there in Muncie, would you please stop by and pick these up? So she did, and next thing I know, I have Suicide Squad in my bag.
Huh. There
so
it is.
She bought it for me. But anyway, so it's okay. I didn't mind. And like I said, I was going to drop the Suicide Squad. It's still the ongoing story. It's not bad. They killed off Boomerang, which I was happy to see another DC character bite the dust.
Well, that sucks. I like Boomerang.
Yeah, not anymore.
They do that a lot with Suicide Squad, which I'm glad that happens. Like, I'm not glad that it's Captain Boomerang this time, but they kill off people all the time, which is very interesting. Yeah. Sometimes they bring him back, sometimes they don't.
He was pretty much vaporized right out of his boots.
Yeah? Okay.
In fact, it happened 2 issues. This is issue 4. I think it was issue 1 or 2 he bit the dust. And they were still showing his boots smoldering, this one.
Okay. So maybe we could get a new Captain Boomerang. That'd be cool.
So anyway, there was that. And it wasn't bad. This, they had General Zod was being held prisoner in a Phantom Zone bubble.
Okay.
By the Russians in an underwater prison. So they broke him out by accident. And they had to figure out how to put him back in the bubble. So then they stole the bubble. And now Amanda Waller has it in the United States, which I suspect is what's going to lead to the Justice League / Suicide Squad crossover.
Yeah, it's me. Like,
would not surprise me.
Fight almost or something. Some storyline big event thing that's going on.
December
time, yeah.
And General Zod was very upset. He was a little pissed.
Yeah, I mean, rightfully so. He's captured and he doesn't like to be captured.
Also, Superman Action Comics number 965. In this issue, we find Lois goes back to work, but she goes back to the Lois of this Earth's work.
As, the curse of the body snatchers.
Well, as those...
The job snatchers.
Reader job snatchers, yes. The Lois... Now, just reminding our listeners, Lois Lane, her son John, and her husband Superman from the other Earth. Superman has taken over this Superman of this Earth.
Yep.
It's very confusing. The Lois Lane of this Earth.
It is if you don't know the story. Of me, I'm like, yeah, that's that. Yep.
The Lois Lane of this Earth is dead, as far as we know. She gained some kind of Superman powers.
Yeah. See Superman, issue number... Superwoman.
Superwoman.
See Superwoman, issue number 1.
Yeah, and if you're surprised to hear that, okay, it's a spoiler. Go back and read it.
It's good. It is good.
It was check decent. It yeah. So anyway, so she bites the dust at the end of that book, allegedly. And so this Lois has taken over her, I want to say identity, but she is a Lois Lane.
Yeah.
So she went back to work at the Daily Planet.
That's that.
And there was absolutely no action in this book whatsoever.
I think you mentioned that. Yeah, it's just comics, issue number 965 this time. Not action comics, just comics. Yeah.
But it was a good storyline. I see that they're laying the groundwork.
Okay, so yeah. Got to build up to something.
I picked up Superwoman number 3. I have not opened it or read it yet.
Yeah.
But I have it.
It's a nice cover.
So we'll move on.
Yep.
Lastly, Clone Conspiracy, Amazing Spider-Man storyline. It was issue number 1 that I picked up today. Well, not today, but this week. It was very good. And remember I mentioned a couple podcasts back that I thought the Dead No More storyline would be the return of Doc Ock? Yes, it was the return of Doc Ock. So that is a huge spoiler. If you've not read that Clone Conspiracy number 1, I do apologize for not giving you a spoiler alert ahead of time.
Post-spoiler alert.
Yeah, spoilers! So that was a good good thing. Also, another spoiler, they brought back Gwen Stacy.
Hmm. Is that Gwenpool or is that Spider-Gwen? Is that
just regular old everyday
Gwenpool?
Gwen Stacy.
Okay. Doc Gwen, Doc Ock Gwen.
Nope. They were in the same. They're together.
Plus.
Ooh, what?
Dr. Octopus?
No, yeah, he's back too. Clone.
Okay, yeah.
Clones. So that's all I have to talk about for comic books right now. What you got, Ryan?
I got a little bit, figuratively and literally, a little bit.
Kind of caught you off guard today with this podcast.
Yeah, it was kind of pop-up, which is okay. Flash, we talked about that a little bit.
We did?
Or it was, meh, it was okay.
You know
it? Was all right. Yeah, it was good.
You liked it better than I did.
Yeah, it's a Flash. So it's pretty cool, that aspect. There was... I guess somebody is coming back to life, which is cool. And he's training Kid Flash a little bit with trying to make him faster, which is cool. So we should be seeing a little bit more of that with Wally West and possibly time traveling, possibly just getting more speed, which is always nice. And the other issue, the last issue, the second issue that I read was Mosaic. It's Marvel Now, issue number one. It was really good. I liked it a lot. It is an origin story for this new character, Mosaic. I don't know if some of you listeners have heard about him yet, but he first started out, I think he was mentioned in Civil War II. I can't remember which issue it was, but he was somewhere within that storyline. And they talked a little bit about him, and this story was more so on his origin. And they mentioned the fact that he's an NBA All-Star, and he's a champ, he's awesome, he's great, but his character kind of stinks. He's just like a show-off and a know-it-all, and they just want to play on that, you know, stereotypical number one all-star champion mindset of, I'm the best and no one else is going to be ever as good as me.
Yeah, it's typical stereotype.
Yeah.
That's all it was.
So, what's his power? It's something with, like, electricity, because they didn't, like, break it down. Like, okay, this is his power. Oh, my power is to blah, blah, blah. You kind of have to, like, piece it together. Haha, Mosaic pun.
That was good. I see what you did there.
Yeah.
Now, what his power is, he can go, I won't call it his soul, but his essence can go into other bodies.
Okay.
The other person doesn't know that he's there. He can go in, he pick up their memories, their skills. He can live as them.
Hmm.
And they would never know.
So another curse of the body snatchers.
Yeah, exactly. And he will leave, and there's no damage. They may be a little bewildered, like, hey, what's going on? The thing is, it's supposed to be even a telepath wouldn't be able to tell that he's there.
Hmm.
And he's not going to be just jumping into regular, everyday folks. Some of the superheroes and heroes of our fair city and Marvel Universe will get to be possessed by him.
Huh. Okay.
Possessed is a very strong word, but yeah. It's, I don't know what the word to use. And it's really nothing to do with electricity. He was just zapped by his girlfriend. She kind of freaked out.
It seemed like he was... Like, did he go into, like, a phone or, like, technology or something? Because he looked like he entered this kind of alternate reality or something. And there was, like, all these screens around him, and it seemed blue and electrical almost.
I don't think he was in the phone. I think he was in the guy's brain.
Okay.
And so he was just seeing the different flashes of...
Memories and such. Yeah. Okay. Gotcha.
Because he was seeing the guy's thoughts. Like, so-and-so's pretty, she's hot, I don't like this person, I want to go here, I want some ice cream. He was seeing all those random thoughts at the same time.
Ice cream.
Maybe we have ice cream.
Okay, ice cream sounds great.
All right.
So, yeah, it was all for me. Really short on the comic book reviews on my side, but I got other content. Stay tuned.
Okay, well, let me go back to some comic books here real quick. So I mentioned, the comic book store in Muncie, one of the owners has a comic book.
Yeah.
Christina Blanche.
Okay.
Does that look right?
Yeah. From Dynamite Comics.
Yes. The Damnation of Charlie Wormwood. And this is a series that I thought she was just a comic book store person.
Yeah.
She actually, I wondered on Facebook, how's come there's so many times she's going to all these conventions. Mm-hmm. Now I know why. She's advertising her books.
Yeah.
So she's a she's an artist or a writer. I haven't had a chance to read these. So I'm looking here. She's a writer.
Oh, okay.
So
very cool.
Editor Mark Wade. That explains why he goes to that store a lot.
Ah, yes.
See, it all comes together now.
Yes, yeah. Yeah, Mark Wade, the one and only, goes to the comic book shop here in Muncie. Oh, yeah, comics. Should go sometime. He goes every once in a while to do signings and stuff. I remember a funny little story. Nick told me about a... event that was coming up from All Yeah Comics, and Mark Wade's going to be there. So I was going through my stash of comics, and he's like, I mean, if you want to go through my stash, fine, go for it. So went through his stash of comics and found some Mark Wade comics, and I was like, hey, you know, You want to get these signed? And he's like, oh, yeah, sure. We can get them signed.
This is Daredevil number one.
Yeah, Daredevil number one signed.
I remember that.
And, yeah, so I was like, sure. I was like, okay, this one. He's like, do you want it? I was like,
you can have it.
Yeah. Okay, sure. Sounds great. So then I took it, got it signed, got Archie number one, got a, what is it, Avengers number one, got a bunch of number ones signed by him.
Princess Leia number one.
Yeah, I think another Princess Leia one as well.
Yeah, the new Avengers number one.
Yes, the Avengers. There we go. Yep. All new, all young, all different.
Maybe Avengers. Just Avengers. Yeah. Anyway, so, move on. Sorry.
The Avengers. Yes, got that one signed. And then he found out that Daredevil issue number one is actually a decently valued book of like 15, 20 bucks or so.
Yeah, they're selling it at the comic signature. Shop on the table.
Yeah, signature on it is another like 25, 30 or so. I don't know. But I was like, yeah, I kind of knew that.
So, wah, wah, wah.
Yeah, know the value of your comics, everybody.
I have no comment.
So, comics, comic news. Yeah, we talked about, we talk about the Comic-Con. There we go. We'll do Comic-Con, and then we'll talk about comic book news. So, the Comic-Con we went to, I liked it a lot. It was pretty cool. I haven't gone to the Kokomo Con before. I think you had mentioned that you went last year or the year before that, was it?
It was a couple years back. Yeah, a couple
years back. And, yeah, I liked it a lot. It was pretty good turnout. I actually did my first debut as a cosplayer a little bit. Nothing too crazy, but it was just Bucky / Winter Soldier from Civil War. I got the shirt, got the arm, got a glove, make it look like I got the metal hand. And, some people, it's like, hey, take pictures. And that was cool. And little kid was happy because he was dressed up as a Winter Soldier. And so it was okay. It was good. I liked it. It was a fun little time. And then we went down Artist Alley. I saw Gavin Smith, seen him at a lot of different conventions. And I got a bunch of his books, Accelerators and Human City, all kinds of stuff. Follow him on social media. Great guy. Awesome dude. Fantastic artist. I got one of his commissions from a friend of mine, Uriah. And he had mentioned that this guy, Gavin Smith, is up and coming. He's awesome. And then now he's got his full comic book line. He's done a bunch of other issues for different publishers and whatnot. He was there. It was cool to chit chat with him for a little bit, and as well as met a new guy. Not new guy in general, just new guy for me that I haven't met before. Stuart Sager. Fantastic artist.
He was a yeah. Very nice guy. He was easy to talk to.
Yep.
He wasn't just trying to push his stuff.
Nope.
He was actually carrying on conversations with us. It was really cool.
Yep. Had some good deals. Got a couple. Got a couple prints. I think you got a couple prints as well.
I did.
Got a good old 20x30. So need to get some picture frames.
Yeah,
picture frames.
Have to go to the store after this.
Yes.
Stock up.
And I got a Black Adam one. It's really cool. The guy is fantastic. He's really great at blending the colors with the light and making it so that it looks like it's almost like hollow foil or something like that, where it's like it's shiny, you know, the lighting hits it right. Like, for instance, like a Black Adam, electricity, you know, you get sometimes where, for instance, like on the Flash, they draw it and it's just yellow bolts going around or red bolts going around. But he actually used like pure white almost. I don't know how he did it. I'm not an artist in that fashion, so fortunately, don't know too much about it. But he does like this full lighting effect. Check him out. I can't describe it well. Check him out for sure. Stuart Sager, S-A-Y-G-E-R. Sorry. And he's online. Pretty sure he's on social media and all that good stuff. Check him out. Awesome. You can buy stuff online from him. He has a comic as well. And we chit-chat with him for a little bit. He's a pretty cool guy. And so we walked around a little bit. Did some checking out long boxes and whatnot. Didn't pick up any comics. I know. I went to a Comic-Con. Didn't pick up any comics. But I at least came away with some art, so that's half the battle.
And you got some pretty cool pictures taken.
Yes, yep. Mentioned that a little bit with the people coming by and want to take pictures. That's cool. That's cool.
I did buy a few comics. I bought a bunch of, I would call them independent comic books.
Yes, yeah. So. It was a guy I set up at the booth.
Yeah, and, several booths.
Yes.
Boots.
And you had, you bought one from him, but it was like, was it six or was it three?
It was three with him, and then the, I bought a bunch of them. They're in my bag in the other room.
Okay, gotcha.
So,
But yes.
I had a nice time. I don't go to those functions very often. I went to the one in Indianapolis about 3 or 4 years ago. It was just shoulder to shoulder people.
Yeah.
It was no fun at all.
Went to Gen Con, it was like that.
Yeah.
So San Diego Comic Con is 10 times worse.
I didn't enjoy that. And I probably won't go back to those big ones again.
But the other thing I was thinking of was, I forgot how it came about, but we had mentioned, segue into comic book news. You may or may not have seen, but DC Comics and I believe IDW, maybe Dynamite, somebody, one of the other publishers.
I was whistling. It was a tune. Go ahead. Yeah. Sorry.
Mighty Morphin Power Rangers crossover with the Justice League of America. I don't know. Chances are they're going to fight a little bit and then they'll team up to fight some big bad thing. You know, I can see like Darkseid team up with Rita or something like that. It's gonna be awesome. I'm excited for it. I show my wife and she's like, what? That doesn't make sense at all. They don't stand a chance. Like, and all, I'm like, no, they're not. They're probably not just fighting. It's not like Marvel where they literally everybody has to be fighting. I say that, and then Suicide Squad versus Justice League. But so not everyone has to be fighting, and I don't think that it's gonna be a constant event of just them fighting, because I agree with her. Mighty Morphin Power Rangers do not stand a chance. I mean, they have their Zords things. They got their big creatures, monster things. I forgot the name of it. But, yeah, so they have that. Also, Mighty Morphin Power Rangers, the new trailer has come out. Have you seen that?
No, I don't think I have. Oh, wait. Yeah, I did see it.
Yeah,
I did see it.
Yeah.
That was kind of weird, but yeah, I saw it.
Weird in a good way. It was awesome.
TV show.
Yeah, well.
The live action craziness.
Cheesy. It is live action. Well, it's not cheesy. This one's like, we're going real. We're going gritty and realistic and dirt and stuff.
Dirt and stuff.
It's funny. So, I liked it a lot. Somebody said it was like grumpy Power Rangers, and I'm like, I wouldn't call it grumpy. But yes, it is a little bit darker than what we've seen before. I'm excited for it. It looks awesome.
Speaking of crossovers and tie-ins.
Yeah.
Looks like DC Comics will be crossing over with Batman with the Watchmen. If you remember at the Rebirth.
Yes.
The pin.
Yeah.
P-I-N that was in the wall. So they're going to start with issue number 9 with the Batman series on digging into who the Watchmen are.
Crap. Now I need to read some Batman.
Because,
I was freaking out when I saw that because the Watchmen have been a separate entity than, you know, the DC universe when it comes to the Justice League. So to now have them as one, that's pretty stinking awesome.
Yep. Looks like Batman issue number 9. We'll see the first hint of how Watchmen's storyline will play throughout the Batman universe.
Awesome. And what issue are they on now? Is it 7 or 8, I think it is?
Batman?
Yeah.
I want to say it's 8.
Okay. I will have to keep an eye on it then real soon.
Actually, wait, I think I'm wrong. I think, I think 8 is out already. I think 9 comes out, might be next week if I remember correctly.
Okay, sweet. So I need to pick them up soon. Because, yeah, that's exciting stuff, and I'm sure that will lead into a big storyline down the road.
Yeah, your Power Rangers crossover looks like it's going to be a 6-issue series.
Sweet.
So that'll be kind of nice.
Yeah. So, yeah, the other thing would be, at least from what I got, be the Suicide Squad and Justice League crossover event. Looks like if you want more clues, definitely check out the Batman and Harley Quinn image that's out. It's got, like, you know, Batman's holding a sword, and there's the lasso there, and Harley Quinn looks like Wonder Woman's tiara on, and the Green Lantern's ring on. Apparently, there's lots of clues in there, so check it out if you want to try to delve into it. Apparently, Killer Frost is going to be a big person, big kind of a character for this storyline, and people will die, for sure. People go boom, I guess they said, as the words of the writer. And it's going to be bloody. That's all I got for comic news.
Well, let's go to TV stuff.
TV stuff.
Bump, bump, bada, bump, bump.
That's Kim Possible.
No, what's the Power Rangers?
Yeah, well, they're actually very similar. They actually need an extra beep, but okay. So,
speaking of shows from the 90s, do you remember the show that was out called The Fraggle Rock?
Yes.
They are bringing Fraggle Rock back to HBO.
Oh.
They're going to re-digitalize it and master it.
Okay.
They're not going to come up with new episodes.
Okay.
They're bringing it back for Next Generation.
Hmm.
All right. That's all I got. Go ahead.
Okay. Cool. Yeah. TV shows. CW launched their full lineup of DC character shows. Last week was The Flash and Arrow, and then this week was Supergirl and DC Legends of Tomorrow. I watched The Flash and Arrow.
Me too.
Yeah, it's great. Loved it. Season premiere for both were fantastic, and then they had episode 2 for each of those this week.
Now, see, I missed the Arrow. Something happened at my local station, and they did not show it. They had a black screen that said, "Yes, we know that this is not on the air. We're trying to fix it." So I got a whole hour of my DVR recording nothing but black screen with words.
That is rough, because that's an awesome show. I loved it. I won't spoil anything, but it was fantastic. And I'm super excited for what's going to be coming. And I saw the trailer, and I freaked out. And when they showed somebody as a person. What's up?
Nope. What?
What?
Talking about Arrow still?
Yeah.
Oh, see, I have to watch it now.
Okay.
I'm going to have to find it.
You need, yeah, absolutely. You
especially
need
to watch it. Especially I'm a vigilante, vigilante fan, and I know that he's going to be on the show eventually.
Sometime, some way.
Yeah, I saw a picture of him.
Really?
Felicity's board. She had a picture of the villain, the heroes in the town that were stepping up. And I saw his little sketch of him.
Oh, cool. Okay. That's what you talked about. You mentioned that earlier, and I had no clue what you're talking about. Now that makes sense.
Yeah, when she had the board, she was telling Oliver to pick somebody. Let's try some of these guys. He's like, no. I do know that I heard that Supergirl got the highest ratings, though, of all of them.
Yeah. Which makes sense. It was a fantastic episode. This week, they had Superman / Clark Kent make his first appearance.
Ooh.
It was awesome. Loved it. A lot of people are kind of sketchy about the Superman, but I like it. It's a little bit lighter hearted than what we've seen with, you know, Man of Steel and what Zack Snyder's doing, and that's okay. I'm okay with that. I like lighthearted stuff. It's okay too. And yeah, I'm excited for what's going to be happening.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah,
I noticed that CBS, you know, the Supergirl obviously was on CBS, that they've been running a lot of the season one episodes.
Really?
Yeah. Like, there was a whole week they showed a couple episodes.
Which
kind of surprised me. Yeah. I don't know why they were doing that for.
Trying to get their last, you know, last minute viewers in that they could.
I guess.
But The Flash, yeah, so you mentioned The Flash. They talked about that. We saw Jay Garrick there, you know, played by the same guy who played before. Forgot his name, unfortunately, but Barry's dad. But it's actually Jay Garrick. And he was talking to Barry, and he's like, you need to stop with the time travel stuff, which I'm okay with, because that gets a little crazy sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
Especially with how much he's done it. And you see all Cisco. Spoilers are plenty.
Yeah.
Cisco, his brother died, and The Flash did not save him. Nor would he go back in time to save him. So there's some hostility there against Cisco and Barry Allen. And Wally West had powers in the season premiere, and now he doesn't.
Well, the thing was with Cisco, when Barry came out and said, look, this is what happened. I went back in time, stopped my mom from getting killed. I went back in time and let her go ahead and get killed. And then came forward again. This is how things have changed. That's what Cisco was so mad about. Because I guess he had begged Barry in that timeline that they're in now. To, hey, go back and save my brother. Just slow him down, stop him, whatever you gotta do, save his life. And Barry's like, no, I can't do that. Well, then Barry jumps back and tells him, well, I went back in time, kept my mom from dying. So that's why Cisco was so pissed at him.
Yes, yep.
Because he had the capability, he was doing, he said no, but what came for his own life, Barry went and did it.
Yeah, which is understandable why you'd be upset about that.
Yeah.
But yeah, and then at the very end, last second of the show, you see that the Doctor is becoming Killer Frost. Or at least she's got Frost powers. Yeah, her hand is getting cold and emitting frost of some sort.
What's her name in the show?
Caitlin Snow. Caitlin Snow. Yeah, it took me a second. But yeah, Caitlin is getting the powers that she has on Earth 2. So that's exciting. Not necessarily going to be evil. We'll see what happens there. I don't know what would make her be evil right now. We'll see. But maybe she'll be non-Killer Frost, Happy Frost. I don't know what she'll be. She'll be something. Frosty.
What's the opposite of Killer?
Killer? Reviver?
Hmm.
Medic? Medic Frost? There we go. Medic Frost. MD.
Da-da-ba-da. MDF.
MD Frost. Yep. I don't know. Dr. Frost. No, I think that's already one taken. Okay. It's going on. So the trailer for the next episode is the exciting part. We saw a wormhole. We saw somebody come through a wormhole. Then we saw another person come through that wormhole.
Well, I did see Jesse Quick come through the wormhole.
Yes. And she came through quickly, because now she's a speedster.
And then spoiler who else? Alert. Was it her dad came through?
Yeah, where else? Yep. Because they're like, hey, she's a speedster now. So my little hope slash fan theories slash expectations slash hopes and dreams is that, so Jesse Quick and Barry Allen, they're going to be like speeding all around doing speedster stuff. And
I did see that part of the preview. Yes, yeah. Go ahead.
And so Wally will be probably pretty upset because he's like, I was hit by lightning and you guys are all saving the city and saving the world and I'm doing nothing here. So I'm hoping that he does what he did in the comic books and imitate that experiment that happened with Barry Allen. Because he's not too, you know, sciencey. He's not the biggest science nerd on the show. But he's very resourceful and he has no problems breaking the law. So maybe he could recreate the experiment slash accident that happened to Barry Allen.
I have to disagree.
So he can get speed.
I have to disagree.
What do you mean?
Well, in the first season premiere, Barry asked him how he got his power. And he said that he was working on the engine and it exploded. And they said a certain type of engine. And then in the second episode, when Barry told everybody, hey, this is not the reality I came from, he, when everybody was leaving to go do their own thing, you know, Iris and her dad were leaving, and Wally says, well, I'm going to go too. I have class. And Barry says, oh, you still taking engineering? He says, oh, yeah. So I think they've already set the groundwork for it.
Okay. Okay. So he could. Okay. So there's even a better chance that he will do it.
Yeah.
Of recreating the accident that happened. Because that's what happened in the comic books. He's like just the ultimate fanboy because he loved the Flash so much. He's like, I want to be the Flash. I want to be like him. So then he risked his life and livelihood mm-hmm. in the chaos of everything. Because, I mean, it's an accident. It's an experiment. It can go horribly, horribly wrong. I hope that happens because he'll see Jesse Quick and the Flash, and now he's you know, getting that jealousy over the envy over having those powers, and that will lead him to becoming Kid Flash. So
that'd be cool.
That's my hopes. We'll see what happens. You know, I could see just a 3-episode arc. That's all I want. It's a 3-episode arc of Jesse Quick. That's stuff happening. You know, next episode we see the envious Wally West. And then the following episode, he's getting together the experiment, the accident stuff. Maybe at the end, he actually tries to do the accident or tries to recreate it. Maybe it fails and doesn't work. And then the next episode, we see him trying it again. Boom, correct. He's the Flash, Kid Flash. And then we have now 2 Flashes. So that's my hopes. We'll see what happens. You should sign me to write those storylines. I'd be good at it. I promise. I'll be nice.
Promise.
So, but speaking of writing, transition to directing, Kevin Smith, he's going to be directing another Flash episode. It was one of my favorite Flash episodes of last season. He's going to be directing another one this season. And he just showed yesterday, or today, one of those, on Instagram, a script cover. And on said script cover was the writer, such and such, and screenplay person, whatever, such and such, and onward, onward. And it was listing out the credits, essentially. It was listing out who is going to be doing what in this episode. And it says, directing, Kevin Smith. And big, bold letters on the top of the page, it said, Supergirl.
Nice.
So he is now going to be directing a Supergirl episode. So now he just needs a Legends of Tomorrow and an Arrow, and that'd be fantastic. Maybe he'll write the season finales or the crossover.
The
crossover episode would be really cool. It'd be really cool for him to write Arrow because he's written Green Arrow comic books before. Like, that was what he did. He did a 13-issue arc. And it was amazing. I have them all. Love them. Great storyline. Yep. He needs to do that.
Did the Green Hornet, too, for a little while.
Yeah, he did the Green Hornet.
The green just has nothing to do with it. But
no, just the word green.
Just green.
Just green.
Anyway.
He likes green things.
Ooh.
Huh. Yeah, actually, it's very true. But
what else you got?
We won't go into that anymore. TV shows.
How about Timeless?
Timeless, yeah.
Timeless was NBC's time travel. We talked about this.
Yeah.
I had low expectations.
Okay.
And it surpassed it. It was really good.
Ah, very cool.
They went back in time. They're chasing a guy. He goes back in time and stops the Hindenburg from blowing up, which I thought was kind of odd because if you're going to be a villain, wouldn't you want it to blow up? So he stops it. It blows up the next day because he actually puts a bomb on it. I didn't understand the reason why he didn't want it to blow up that day. Something about he wanted to kill more people.
Oh, okay.
The second episode, he goes back, and they go back to when President Lincoln was shot.
Ah.
And this time around, he wanted to shoot more than President Lincoln.
Okay.
Wanted to shoot General Grant, Lincoln's son. There was a couple other people there, Secretary of State. So our heroes had gone back in time, and they prevented that from happening. And then there was the moral question of, should we allow Abraham Lincoln to be assassinated? Knowing all the good things that he was going to do and doing, and how far it would set things back for the country and the divisions with the country. And it was a dilemma they discussed several times throughout the episode.
Yeah.
And
because the Flash kind of touched on that, at least with the season premiere.
Did it?
Yeah, because Barry Allen, you know, we saw in the season finale, he went back and saved his mom.
Oh, yeah.
And so we see in the season premiere, he's living life with his parents, both of them happily married. Like, it's a grand old family. Everything's fine with his family. And then we see other, you know, Iris and her dad.
Joe.
Spacing out names. Iris and her dad, Joe.
Joe West.
And they're not, if I recall correctly, they weren't on good terms. I think somebody had died. I don't know. But it was different.
She was pissed at him because he did not tell her that her mother was alive.
Well, this is where the time travel stuff gets in crazy. That's in the current storyline. Right. That's that, yeah. So I'm talking about previous, on the other timeline when time had changed. Oh. I forgot what it was. I think, that's what it was. Joe didn't like Barry. So within Barry's family, everything was fine and dandy. Outside of that, there was a lot of other chaos. Sisko was rich and he was a douchebag. He was a jerk, whatever you want to call him, and it's all this stuff. So Barry Allen was like, no, it's too much change going on. I'm going to start forgetting stuff because the timeline is trying to heal itself, et cetera, et cetera. So then at that point, which I'm wondering, and it's sad to say and it's hard to say, but I want him to like have to deal with that a little bit more. Like, I don't want it to get too doom and gloomy, but the fact of him saving his mom and then him having to break out his mom's killer and allow his mom's killer to kill his mom. So at that point, he saved his mom. Now he has to allow her to be killed again.
Gotcha.
And because of that, his dad now is in prison because of him. Like, mm-hmm. I mean, in the comic books, that weighs on him a lot. Like, and now for it to be his fault, that's even bigger. So I hope that they kind of tackle that and don't just like breeze over it. I mean, granted, yes, it never actually happened. It was time travel stuff, but I don't know. It should be interesting. There's an interesting storyline to go there, if they go there. And it's the dilemma of if you're going back in time, you know, okay, I want to stop bad things from happening, but yet something still have to happen the same way. And
there's always that ripple effect.
Yes. So, yeah. TV shows. Oh, Legends of Tomorrow. Fortunately, I didn't get a chance to see that one. I want to. It's Justice Society of America, which is going to be playing a bigger part this season. I'm excited for that, but unfortunately, I still need to catch up.
Yeah, you need to watch that. I think I still have it on DVR.
Awesome. I'll check that out.
Watch it before you leave.
Probably so. But, TV shows?
Van Helsing was renewed for a second season on Sci-Fi Channel, which I have yet to see the first season.
The Lady Helsing, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I'll have to go back
and watch it. They stole my idea, but yeah.
That's all I got for TV.
That's all I
think. You know what? One more. There was a new show that came out called Frequency.
Yes.
And there was a movie a long time ago.
It was like 2004, 2002.
It's a bit longer than that. But anyway, that guy talks to his dad through ham radio. Dad's in the past. Kid's in the future, adult. This is the same principle. Dad's in the past. Daughter's grown up in the future. And it was good. I recorded it on a whim. There was nothing else. I had an open spot. So I went ahead and recorded it just in case. I was glad I recorded it. And I will be watching the rest of the season.
Oh, very cool. I'm glad you liked it that much.
There's no time travel. It's just
time interaction.
Cross time interaction. Talk about the movies.
Yes. Because I think we did enough about TV shows.
We did enough about TV
shows. Walking Dead's coming out soon. Stay tuned. It's going to be great.
It is so hard to stay away from the spoilers on TV.
Oh, yeah.
It is so hard. People, what was one? Walking Dead fans got mad at the New York Comic Con when somebody said such and such. I'm like, no, don't want to read it. Don't want to read it.
There's a couple things with, that's what TV shows. Luke Cage. So, yeah, I mentioned I watched all of Daredevil Season 2 again with my wife to watch Luke Cage. And watched the first two episodes. I like it. It's good. So I watched all of Season 2 of Daredevil in the hopes that maybe there's some crossover stuff with Luke Cage, but just in case. So I watched Luke Cage episodes 1 and 2. They're really good. I liked them a lot. I at least want to watch 3, 4. And, you know, I'm at least hooked to that point.
You did see Jessica Jones, right?
I saw Jessica Jones, because it's technically Daredevil season 2, then Jessica Jones, gotcha. And then Luke Cage is the exact timeline. Yeah, so I like it a lot. A friend of mine critiqued the dialogue on it a lot, but he's not a big superhero fan, so, I mean, sometimes not everything's for everybody. And yeah, I could see what he's talking about. Some of the dialogue is kind of weird. It's interesting, cheesy at sometimes, but I think some of it is for the fans that, like, he has to say, not has to say, but he's got some catchphrases. He has quirks about him. Like, I think one of the facts is, like, he doesn't like swears. He doesn't like cussing and stuff like that. Like, that's one of his things. And there's a lot of other things he doesn't like. But it's a good show. I at least liked one and two. If you watch one, at least watch two. If you're like, I'm on the fence, I don't like it, at least try episode two. See if you want to watch three. Because episode one was, yeah, it wasn't as good as you think it would be for a season premiere. But it's Netflix, so it's all up there. It's all online. It's all there to watch. So at least watch episode one and two. Maybe that will hook you into further the show.
Speaking of Luke Cage.
Yep.
I picked up Luke Cage issue number one 2 weeks back.
Okay. Is it Marvel Now?
Yes.
Yes, yeah.
The artwork on it was like a cartoon out of the 70s.
Yes, yeah, I've seen that. Yep. And that's the style it's going for, is they love to throw back to that 70s style, especially with Luke Cage and his popularity.
It was like watching a cartoon, a cheesy Saturday morning cartoon.
Yeah.
So I will not be buying any more of it. I bought that one. I didn't even read it. I kind of glanced through it to make sure. It's just the cover that's jacked up, in my opinion. Yeah. I did not like it. Closed up, put it back in the bag and board, and into the box it went forever.
Yeah. Some of the style, I like that. If it makes sense for the theme, I think for Luke Cage, it makes sense for that theme. But yeah, so my other hopes with Luke Cage is that Iron Fist is some way, somehow, Danny Rand is some way, somehow connected near the end or in the middle. I don't know. I want to see him because I really like Iron Fist more because of the Iron Fist and Power Man comic book that I read. It seems very awesome to have that yin and yang relationship, their friendship. Yeah. Despite what other people are saying about it, there's a lot of negativity with Luke Cage going on right now. A lot of racial stuff going on. I would say overlook it. Just check out episode 1 and 2. Gotta make you put the, you know, your mindset of it's where the setting is. It's Harlem, New York. It's that setting. Like, it makes sense for whatever thing has been in that show. It makes sense for that show.
It's entertainment,
that's
people.
That's where I put it.
Entertainment.
Yes. But yeah, so there we go. I think now that's all the TV show stuff I have.
No, I don't have anything else.
Okay. Moving on.
Tip into some movies.
Yes.
Movies, Doctor Strange coming soon. What else we got coming out real soon?
If you're a Harry Potter fan, you got a new Harry Potter movie coming out middle of November. And all of the Harry Potter movies beforehand are going to be shown in IMAX once a week. Each new once 1 week for each movie, progressing up to the new Harry Potter universe movie. It's something. It's not going to have Harry Potter. It's like a book within that. I think it's something strange. If you're a huge fan of it, you already know about it. So it's wizardry and magic and stuff, and it's cool. So check it out. It's going to be great. But yeah, Doctor Strange is going to be coming up soon. I think another 3 weeks. I think it is November 4th, I believe.
When's Wonder Woman come out?
Wonder Woman is not until next year.
Oh, that's sad.
Yeah, yeah, it's coming out next year. But it'll be here before you know it. But yeah, so movies. Justice League, they've shown a extended trailer / behind the scenes. Really cool stuff. They've shown a little bit more behind of what the characters are going to look like. You saw Superman just for a split of a second. He was there. So, you know, at least he's going to be in this movie. As most people would assume. But it's not going to be centered around him. Which, I don't know why not. Like, he had Man of Steel. And then now two movies that are coming out in the DC Universe not centered around him. Even though he's in it. I don't know. But, so yeah.
You have a very biased opinion.
Yes, yeah. I'm very biased with that. And he's the leader of the Justice League, so it makes sense. But, yeah, and on top of that, they've shown a brand new picture of Mera. Mm. And I was freaking out about it. It looked great. And then somebody reposted it, but changed the lighting on it. Like, changed the coloring and stuff like that. Because Zack Snyder loves his tints and his filters. And they went ahead and changed it so that it's closer to what it will actually look like without all the filters. And it looks awesome. It looks just like it should. A friend of mine, me and him, are huge Aquaman fans. We were nerding out about it, like, all right, she looks just like she would, as she should. So I hope that she is now acted in the way that she should be in the comics. So I'm excited. All kinds of excitement for Justice League. And you saw Aquaman in his armor, which is pretty cool. and them still like goofing off behind the scenes, which is still fun to see that they're still people. They're still having fun. They're still actors. It's not all doom and gloom. It's going to be a great, great movie.
I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, absolutely.
What do you got for games?
Games? I had more stuff for games, but hopefully they'll come to me. Right now, as I mentioned before, Magic the Gathering, touch on it real quick. It is the Pro Tour weekend. So they just did the draft slate yesterday, and I think they had a couple rounds of standard, as most of these events will be the Pro Tours from now on. Guy I know, Travis Wu, he's on there. Last I heard, he was 5-3, so unfortunately it's not too good, but maybe he can still squeeze out a day three or day two into the top eight. We'll see what happens. I'm rooting for him, and yeah, so I'm excited for that. I'm gonna watch a little bit more of that tonight because it's on in Hawaii, so they're a few hours behind us here in Indiana. And besides that, the gaming news. So yes, gaming news. So we have that, and the other thing I can think of would be Sony is actually wanting to the makers of PlayStation and all kinds of other good, awesome stuff. They're actually wanting to dip into mobile gaming. They've mentioned I think right now. 5 games, I think, all coming out in 2017. I don't know if they're going to launch any here in 2016, but 2017, they want to do at least 5 mobile games, and they've never done it before, and Sony has wanted to do things big. They don't, like, make some little cheesy little thing, so I'm excited to see what that's going to be. Are they going to go with the trends and make a card game and a castle defense game and stuff like that, or is it going to be something completely new and different? And unique, I don't know, but I'm excited either way, because it's going to be great.
I don't have anything for games.
Okay, well, yeah, gaming news, I think that's about it for now. I know a lot of talk about Gears of War 4, it's there, if you like it, cool. The other one is Battlefield 1, I've seen video of it, it looks pretty neat, but unfortunately I don't think I'll be playing it. For me, it's just right now, Pokemon Go, loving it, it's awesome, still playing it, Team Valor, and Pokemon Sun and Moon is coming out here in another couple weeks or so, about 3, maybe 4 weeks, yeah, it's a month actually, a month from now, it's coming out, so I'm excited for that. That's about it for me for gaming.
I don't have anything else.
All right, well that's all, and yes, let's go ahead and do some plugging for social media and whatnot. Definitely. Always and forever. Check us out on iTunes, Podomatic. We'll be, we're up on, what's the other one? That's the other one. There's another one that we're on. And you should check us out there too. It's that other one. we're on Facebook. We're on Google Plus, I'm sure.
Google Plus. That's
it. Google Plus. Yes. Yep.
Sure, so that. Like us on Facebook.
Yep.
And iTunes. Let's say follow us on Twitter, but I don't think that's gone anywhere yet.
No, not too much.
We have a Twitter account, but.
Yeah. Yeah. Also, email us. Hey, if you're old school and you're not all about the Facebooks and the Twitters and the Instagrams, email us, please. We have an email address as well, allaccessnerds@gmail.com.
That is allaccessnerds@gmail.com.
So, yeah, absolutely. And you mentioned a contest. Did you want to do a contest this week or did you want to save it?
Let's save it, but I will say that there are still 2 open contests from previous issues that we've recorded. That we haven't got any winners on.
Yes.
If you're listening to this and it is past the October of 2016.
We still have 2 contests coming out. So absolutely check it out. Look into our archives and see where the contests are. Free stuff. Who loves free stuff? Everybody loves free stuff.
Actually, what the contests were, they're still there.
Yep.
They've been recorded. Nobody's ever responded.
Yep. So
of course, that could be because I know there's a couple times where I said, hey, send us an email, and then I don't give the email address.
We've done that before. All Access Nerds. Facebook. Everywhere.
Everywhere.
Yep. Everywhere, everything. iTunes. Love us some iTunes. Check us out. Yeah, it's great.
Give us, when you listen to us on iTunes, give us feedback.
Yep. Absolutely. We love feedback. Anywhere and everywhere. Podomatic too.
Well, signing off for Ryan. This is Nick. Go forth and do great things.